And you know what? It's not about the athletes. And that's a shame. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. The Senate Judiciary Committee resumed with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh now getting to testify. He began with an opening statement.
I'm here today to tell the truth. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. Not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific.
Kavanaugh continues.
I categorically and unequivocally deny the allegation against me by Dr. Ford. I never had any sexual or physical encounter of any kind with Dr. Ford. I never attended a gathering like the one Dr. Ford describes in her allegation. I've never sexually assaulted Dr. Ford or anyone.
The U.S. military announced that the United States used an F-35 fighter jet in combat for the first time, conducting an airstrike in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/vmware. CDW. People who get it.
Google turns 20. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
In 1998, two Stanford PhD students launched their search engine for about $100,000. Two of the company's biggest successes were then YouTube and Android, now the world's most common operating system. In 2015, Google changed its corporate name to Alphabet, and now it's one of the world's top five tech companies valued at over $700 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The owner of a Washington, D.C. restaurant where protesters forced out Senator Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi earlier this week says that the staff and their family have received death threats. The owner of the restaurant issued a statement saying he welcomes all patrons, irrespective of their creed, ideology, or opinions. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. Currently, the Dow, NASDAQ, and New York Stock Exchange are all trending in positive territory. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here on this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
A body believed to be that of a missing 6-year-old North Carolina boy with autism was found Thursday. This ends a near week-long search for the 6-year-old who vanished at a national park with his father. The boy's father, Ian Rich, explained that his son started running after a jogger.
I couldn't catch up with him. I feel guilt for letting him get so far ahead of me before I started running after him.
A news conference will be held later this afternoon in North Carolina. As the trade war continues between the United States and China, is there an end in sight? Well, Gordon Chang, he's a Far East expert. He joined Fox Business to talk about exactly what the status is of this trade war.
This could go on for a very long time. We're even talking decades. It's largely because what we're complaining about and what the rest of the world is complaining about are things that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, won't change. He won't change industrial policy, the subsidies, all the rest of it. And so clearly, you know, we're in a position where we have no choice. They're stealing hundreds of billions of dollars.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on 100 Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday, and that means it's Healthy Hunterdon Day. I am going to start with the weather. And what does the weather say for us today? Rain with thunderstorms also possible after 11 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Low around 58, calm wind becoming east around 6 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of precipitation is about 90%, so get out your umbrellas.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
I love that song so much. It's better with the mic on, though. Welcome, everybody. It is Thursday. Welcome to Healthy Hunterdon. For those of you that are not familiar with the show, I've been doing it for almost a year now. And we talk about all topics that relate to health, making healthy choices, creating a culture of health in Hunterdon County, and anything that may be important to you or your family. So I'm very excited about today's guest. She's very excited to be here. She's rolling her eyes at me. See, they may not see you, but I describe what's going on. So watch your facial expressions. We're going to test your mic there. Say something. Say
hello.
Testing. Okay, now I can hear you. So I'm very excited to have you here today because I think it's a very important topic. And it's a topic that a lot of people, I think, in Hunterdon County don't even recognize that we have these issues here. And they are real. And for you and me who have experienced people in these situations, we understand that. But I think for a lot of our residents, they would be shocked to know that there are some friends and neighbors experiencing these issues. And the issues that we're going to talk about today is hunger and food insecurity. And specifically in Hunterdon County, but we're also going to talk a little bit about New Jersey and just hunger in general. So the first thing I would like to do is just have you introduce yourself, Janine.
Well, hello, Janine Gorman, with Executive Director of the Flemington Area Food Pantry, and thank you, Kim, for having me on. And I've been in the role probably for about 2 years.
Great. Well, we are so excited that you are here.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome. So I'm just going to give a little bit of background just to give people some perspective. But in New Jersey, over 919,000 people are struggling with hunger. So that's almost a million people. And of them, almost 270,000 are children. So it has here 1 in 10 people, 1 in 7 struggles with hunger. 1 in 7.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't even, I'm just reading this now for the first time. I thought I read it before, but now it's really sinking in. That's a lot of people. It's also saying here that people facing hunger in New Jersey are estimated to report needing 495 million, I had to count the zeros, million dollars more per year to meet their food needs. That's really, really significant.
Right.
That's crazy. So, you know, these are New Jersey numbers, and maybe some of the listeners are thinking, well, you know, we know some towns or counties in New Jersey are particularly hit by things like hunger and, you know, low income areas. But we all know that Hunterdon County is a high income area. So who is coming to your food pantry?
Right. Well, I mean, that's absolutely true. Like, we are a very rich county. We know that overall. But, you know, I think that people would be surprised when they know who our clients are, because they're your neighbors.
Yep.
Our clients are underemployed, unemployed, retired, homeless, veterans, families escaping abuse, medically or mentally fragile, people living in government-supported motels or apartments, or really just longtime Hunterdon County residents that are struggling to remain in their own homes.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of people, a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think there's people that have been struggling on a longer-term basis, but I've even heard, you know, specific situations where maybe a family that normally doesn't struggle at all of a sudden has some sort of terrible life event.
Right.
And finds themselves in a position where they could really benefit from the
right.
food pantry.
Oh, we definitely have long-term clients, and we have people who just come in when they have an illness
right.
or when they're hit with a very high energy bill, electric bill or something. And I've talked to people who said, you know, I used to be the one donating to mm-hmm. food pantries. And I always say, what comes around goes around. We're here for you now. You'll be here for someone else in the future.
Right, right. So, and one of the things that I love about the Flemington Food Pantry is that your volunteers are just phenomenal. And when you walk in there, it's such a pleasant experience. People are so nice. They're so inviting. They're very welcoming. But people may be wondering, what is the criteria, or who can go there?
Right. Well, for the most part, it's based on income. So for like a household size of one, it's about, I think, $22,300 in terms of income. And there's a sliding scale based on the household size. But also there's other criteria that automatically make you eligible for the food pantry, like being involved with Safe in Hunterdon, like, you know, an unexpected life, you know, situation, suddenly unemployed, suddenly ill. And disability. So if Easter Seals. So there's lots of different type of criteria. But for the most part, it is low income. But again, our people are working for the most part. They're just not making enough money to support their families.
Right. So it helps to supplement their income and stretch their dollars further.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So for the people that maybe normally wouldn't meet the criteria for the food pantry, but are having some struggles. And you mentioned a bunch of different organizations
right.
that they may be affiliated with. Do they call the food pantry to find out if they would be eligible? Should they stop by? How does that process work?
Well, you don't need an appointment to come in, so they can certainly always come in whenever we're open. And it's Monday through Thursday from 9 to 11:30, every other Wednesday night from 5:30 to 8, and every other Saturday morning from 9:30 to 11:30. Plus, because there really is a significant senior issue with, you know, so many of our seniors suddenly struggling. So we've added additional hours on the third Tuesday of the month from 1 to 4 or 1 to 3. And it's actually that's where we actually serve our seniors lunch while they're getting their food from the food pantry as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about seniors when we get back from this break.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay. And we are back, and I keep forgetting what mic you're on for, I think. Let's do a test again.
Hey.
I'm here. You're there.
I'm here.
Okay, so before the break, we had mentioned we were talking specifically about seniors, and I do want to go back to that at some point. But right now, what I would like you to do is, you know, a lot of times there's sort of fear of the unknown, and maybe somebody's considering going to the food pantry, but they've never been there before. They have no idea what the procedure is, what it looks like. Is it a scary place? So can you just walk us through what the experience would be like for a new person coming to the Flemington Food Pantry?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we know that, you know, for the most part, no one wants to walk in our doors. If they had the option, they'd be at the local food stores.
Yeah.
So I think that our 197 volunteers certainly understand that. And our volunteers, most of them are not trained when it comes to social services or anything, but they are the most empathetic people that you can meet. And they are so nice. And I think that it really is a pleasant experience for really for anyone who walks in. So when you do come in, you don't need an appointment. And you also really don't need any paperwork at this point in time, because that's a question I get all the time. And so you come in and someone will give you a number and find if you're new, they'll know that. And there is two pieces of paper that you need to fill out. So they'll bring you back to someone in registration who can talk to you about the registration forms and fill that out. And for the most part, it talks about what your eligibility is.
Okay.
And then you'll also get a shopping list. So for us, the shopping list is critical because, first of all, it allows you to choose what you want. And it's also organized in according to the USDA nutritional plate.
Oh.
So we try to make sure, based on how many selections in each area, that you'll get about 3 days of food according to the USDA nutritional plate. And that includes pantry items, canned items. It also includes fresh produce, which we work really hard to try to maintain a healthy inventory. And also fresh meats, protein, eggs, yogurt. All that is important for a family trying to feed in a very healthy way.
Right. I think it's important that you actually detailed what you receive at the food pantry, because I think in a lot of people's minds, it's boxed cereals and canned items.
Right, which is great, but could be a high sodium content. And, you know, especially now, we're Hunterdon County, you know, we should have the excess of produce and everything else. And certainly, you know, right now, if you come in, you're going to be getting like your peppers, your apples, your nectarines, all kinds of different lettuces, you know, squash. And we also provide recipes along with the vegetables, because sometimes it's something you might not have seen before and you don't necessarily know how to cook with it.
Right.
But we'll give you some recipes and we'll make that vegetable taste great. And actually, we do have desserts, which are like baked goods, which are behind the produce. And we always tell our kids, like, listen, you can't go back there until you stop in the produce
first.
That's
right. So. That's right. The healthy things. And speaking of healthy things at the food pantry, this is an initiative that that a coalition in our county, who you happen to be a part of and I happen to be a part of, called the Hunterdon County Partnership for Health, one of their goals this past year and moving forward is to try to get healthier donations to the food pantry, knowing that, you know, fresh produce and all the other things that you talked about, healthier, lower sodium canned items, better boxed foods, lead to better health, better quality of life. We have people who are pre-diabetic, you know, that we're trying to help. Or you probably have people there that are diabetic.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, or have other chronic health issues, because we know our lower income residents typically don't have as much access to health care and, you know, a number of other issues that prevent them from living their healthiest life. So the more that we can provide healthy food at the food pantries, and I know you guys are doing a really good job with helping
that. Thank you,
that. Kim. You're very welcome. So let's just talk a little bit about the donations.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're flipping. So we know what it's like to go to the food pantry. You receive a list. So people, I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
Yep.
So people basically check off what they want.
They check off what they want, and okay. Then they go walk up to like a kitchen area where a volunteer will work with them on the shopping list.
Okay.
And they'll also, there's certain items that they'll just look and see what's on the shelves, and they can choose what they want. Like, we'll have a number of different varieties of cereals, and they can choose what they want. Okay. And then there's also like a back area where someone will fill their shopping bags. But, you know, on average, you're going to leave with a shopping cart full of food.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing. So switching gears to the donations, how do you get the food at the food pantry? Where does it come from?
Right. I have to say, before I started working here, I really thought that everything just gets donated. You know, someone donates.
I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah. And and then I was really surprised to find, and especially for us, we spend about $130,000 on food every year.
Wow.
And it really is because, first of all, we can't take any donations, private donations of meats. Because I think, you know, if you're walking down the street and you hand me a turkey, I wouldn't accept that. And
no.
My guideline is always, if it's something I wouldn't accept and it's something that I would never have in the pantry. So certainly buying a lot of protein is really important. Produce in the winter months are really important. And, you know, and we need to supplement with canned goods all the time. I mean, if we're continually to be focused on this shopping list and making sure that we're committed to the USDA nutritional plate, you know, we need to purchase. And we get a big delivery from ShopRite close to every week.
Wow.
We get once a month from Norwest Cap. We get a truck pull up with products for us. So it really is the only way we keep stocked. Now, in the same time, the community is phenomenal. And we put out our needs list. In fact, I just emailed it today, so you'll have your copy
okay.
in your office. And that is the things we're trying to highlight for that particular month. So right now on the list are instant oatmeal, cream soups, low-sugar cereal, beans, toothpaste, a lot of the personal products. It's so hard to get donations of personal products, and those are so critical, especially for our clients, because most of them are on food stamps, but food stamps don't allow you. You can't purchase with food stamps any personal products, deodorant, shampoo, you know, conditioner, soap, toilet paper, detergent. And we always try to make sure that we have an inventory of that as well. And then certainly, you know, gift cards, you know, if you want to donate. Now, we know that there are certain people that want to donate things, and certain people that want to donate cash. Mm-hmm. And certainly just be aware that if you decide to donate to us, we are going to take that money and use it to purchase food at the biggest discount we can possibly find. And we have people that are always just, their job is just the food purchasing and really looking at those sales and those circulars like every week to make sure that we get the lowest price.
Now, you mentioned Norwest Cap. How does that work?
So I didn't realize this, that there's food banks and there's food pantries. So Norwest Cap is a food bank, which means they're the warehouse. And if you've been out to their warehouse in Phillipsburg, it's amazing. And it's probably a couple football fields long, although I might have that wrong. Sorry.
It's big. I've been there.
It's big. Really big. But so they're the pantry. They're the warehouse. They're the food bank. They're the warehouse. We're the pantry. We're the ones who have the direct interface with the clients.
Okay.
So they service us. And so they're able to get food at discounts from throughout the country and then offer to us at a discount and sometimes for nothing.
Wow, that's amazing. So would you say in some ways it's more beneficial to get money donated?
Yes, I think in a lot of cases it is. Mm-hmm. Although, we're doing something for Thanksgiving. We put out a letter to a lot of community organizations that support us, and we know we're going to be distributing over 500 Thanksgiving meals to our clients.
Wow.
So certain community organizations pledged Thanksgiving meals, like Zion Lutheran pledged 150 meals.
Oh my gosh.
So was that helpful? Oh yeah, that was very helpful.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it depends. Now we had the Friendly Sons of Hunterdon County, and they donated enough money for 100 meals. Wow. And boy, that's nice too.
Oh my gosh.
So really, it's just every little bit counts. Right. And actually, we already know for our December meal, we know Walker's and Associate and their clients, we know they are going to be donating all of the meals that we need for December. So this whole thing takes all of us together.
That's amazing. And before we came on air, you were talking about some other community partners that you work with.
Yep.
Did you want to mention any of them or how you interact with other agencies in the county?
Yeah, I definitely would. So we already mentioned the Partnership for Health, but one of the things that the Partnership for Health was able to do was to provide us with about 100 tomato plants that we could give to our clients so therefore they could grow their own food. And they love their tomato plants. So it was phenomenal.
So
We also work with the Chamber of Commerce. We're a member. Hunterdon Helpline is fabulous in terms of, although we're a food pantry, we deal with every social issue. And, these people are our friends. We see them every 2 weeks. We know everything that's going on in their life. So they come in and they talk about prescriptions. They talk about housing. They talk about transportation. Certainly the Helpline, Go Hunterdon, the old heart, certainly has helped us. Harvest Family Success Center has been great. Norwest Cap, we mentioned, Salvation Army, they can help with utilities. United Way provides our diapers. And certainly the county. The county gives us a wonderful grant that we really, it's just amazing for us. The Rotary is fabulous in terms of supporting us, especially with their soup off. The Lions give us free readers for everyone. A lot of the schools help out with food drives, mm-hmm. But it's also the stores, ShopRite, Basil Bandwagon, Costco, Aldi, Walmart, BJ's, Wawa. We go every day. We have volunteers going out to those stores to pick up what might be in excess from their mm-hmm. standpoint, and it's just phenomenal from ours. In order to maintain an inventory, it is a full-time job.
That's a lot of people helping in the community.
It really is.
And that's not even the individual residents that you talked about before.
Exactly.
And the childhood organizations. I know the Boy Scouts do a huge...
Oh, my gosh. The Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts do a fabulous food drive. The Hunterdon County Realtors do a fabulous job and that fabulous food drive, and that's coming up in a couple weeks. And also the post office. It's more active in other counties. We're hoping that it becomes more active here as well because there is a yearly drive that they do.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a true community effort to keep the pantries stocked.
Absolutely.
And to keep everybody well fed. All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back in a few minutes. That's if I can find the news. Okay, maybe we won't be taking... Oh, I just found it. All right, we'll be back.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee resumed with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh now getting to testify. He began with an opening statement.
I'm here today to tell the truth. I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific.
Kavanaugh continues.
I categorically and unequivocally deny the allegation against me by Dr. Ford. I never had any sexual or physical encounter of any kind with Dr. Ford. I never attended a gathering like the one Dr. Ford describes in her allegation. I've never sexually assaulted Dr. Ford or anyone.
The U.S. military announced that the United States used an F-35 fighter jet in combat for the first time, conducting an airstrike in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You've melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done. Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Okay, and now it's the weather. Slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Northeast wind around 6 p.m. I'm sorry, around 6 miles per hour, not 6 p.m., although it probably will happen at 6 p.m. And there's a chance of precipitation is 20%, although that will increase as we get later tonight to a chance of precipitation at 90%. Tomorrow, rain, mainly before 8 a.m., high near 67. North wind 5 to 9 miles per hour, and chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half inch possible. So again, wear your rain jacket tomorrow and don't forget your umbrella. All right, we are back with Janine Gorman, who is the director of the Flemington Food Pantry. We didn't talk about where your food pantry is located for those that don't know.
That's a good point. We are located in a building behind the Flemington Walmart. So it's like right there's the Walmart, there's our building, and then there's a football field. So, yes, we are sometimes hard to find.
Yes, and tell us your hours again.
All right, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 11:30, every other Wednesday night from 5:30 to 8, and every other Saturday morning from 9:30 to 11:30.
That's great. I think it's great that you have such varied hours that even people that are working, because you said a lot of your patrons are working, are still able to get to the food pantry.
Right.
Yeah, and the Saturday hours, I'm sure, are crucial for families. Michelle just walked in, and she's making a lot of noise.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm giving you a shout-out. No, we love Michelle. She's awesome. That's okay. No worries. Okay, so a couple of things that we talked about that I just wanted to talk a little bit more about. You mentioned food stamps, and some people know food stamps as the SNAP program.
Yep.
Or NJ SNAP. So just tell us what that is again for people that are not familiar with that program and how it works.
So not an expert on it at all. You might even know more. In fact, let's assume you do.
Yeah, right. Well, I have something here on paper, so maybe I should read it.
Through Human Services, so application through Human Services, and it's based on your income, and it is used for food products.
Okay.
So you supplement as you would like.
Okay. So I think that's significant though, that it's for food products, because you mentioned before that you can't buy personal products like toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, which obviously are essential. You mentioned toilet paper before. I mean, that's a little essential.
Feminine products.
Feminine products. And then for some of our residents, who have incontinence issues, adult diapers.
Absolutely.
Or certainly diapers for children as well. In fact, that's something that I'm passionate about. I remember, oh gosh, it's got to be about 5 years ago now, I was visiting the Family Success Center, which is now the Harvest Family Success Center in Flemington, and they were telling us how families have to make a choice between buying food, paying rent, or, you know, car payment or whatever, and buying diapers for their babies. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, it's a struggle every month. And that's why we're always like, just come. I know you'd rather not come. Just come. It's no big deal. You know, we're here to fill in. And we'd rather you pay those utilities, you pay for those diapers, you take care of that other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it was just incredible to hear that there were moms who would stay home all day because they just didn't have the diapers to put on their children to take them out.
Right.
So that is just, you know, horrific and something personally that I feel passionate about. In fact, my family does a diaper drive with our family and friends every Christmas.
That's a great idea.
Yes. And so our goal every year is to try to build a tower of diapers that's higher than our Christmas tree, which is 9.5 feet tall.
That's so funny. Actually, I would say that even in that drive, ask more for the fives, the sizes, the bigger sizes. Because for some reason, the baby, the newborns are what you get, but it's harder to get the fives and the sixes.
Well, it's funny that you say that. So the first year we did the drive, yes, you know, people think, oh, well, you just had a baby, right? You need the swaddlers, you need the one, two, whatever.
Right.
And then we got educated about that, and it is easier for people to get the smaller sizes. So now usually we ask what sizes they need, and it's usually 3 and above. So that's what we asked people to get. And this year was phenomenal. We actually got over 2,000 diapers donated.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It was amazing. My whole house is like Diaperville. And then my friends come over and they're like, is there something you're not telling us?
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm not having a baby. I'm just donating diapers.
Yeah. The good news is if you fall soft. If you fall on a pile of diapers, so that is a good.
Exactly. But, you know, everybody can make an impact and, by donating to your food pantry, it's
Absolutely.
Just a phenomenal way to help your friends and neighbors. So,
and I also think it's interesting sometimes, and listen, like I had never been to the food pantry before my first day. I mean, certainly I drove by it, but you come, you know, I was there half an hour or an hour before it was opening and there were 8 people online. And suddenly, you know, we've all been in a bunch of jobs, but suddenly it becomes very real. And, you know, you definitely see some kids who have run their own food drives, which is amazing. But as they come in the side door, which is where deliveries are, they'll say, I just saw a classmate come in the front door. You're like, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually why I'm probably jumping around, but why you're bringing up children, I think it's important that we talk about. Because the I just talked to some school nurses recently in the Flemington area, and they told me that their numbers for free and reduced lunch are up. And, you know, that means what that means is that there's families that are struggling to provide food and that their incomes are such that it's difficult to pay all of their bills.
Right.
So the schools thankfully have great programs for free and reduced lunch, which helps. And some of the schools have breakfast programs for those kids as well. But when we looked at it, we're like, but what do they do on the weekends when they're not in school? And so, I guess it was last year or maybe a year and a half ago after talking to the school nurses, and we have, let me tell you, we have some rock star school nurses in this area in the county.
Some of the hardest working employees.
They are amazing, and they treat these children like they're their own children. Mm-hmm. And I can say that with all the confidence in the world because I know a lot of them. But anyway, but we worked closely through the Partnership for Health and Northwest CAP and the school nurses, and now we have a weekend backpack program here. It's Norwest CAP's program. We just help to kind of organize it all. And that provides food for over the weekend for children who are on the free and reduced program and then have other, you know, their families are struggling with other issues. So I think that's helped a lot. We were able to grow that program from 4 kids in the county to now there are 68 kids in 6 different schools on that program, which is amazing.
Yeah. That is amazing. And it's actually funny because we just – it's not funny. We just did a client satisfaction survey, and we were talking about how long does your pantry food last. And we know based on the USDA nutritional plate, it's going to be 3 to 7 days. But actually one person said that it's less than 3 days. She said because I've got teenagers in the house.
Well, that's very true. Teenagers, they're always hungry.
Yeah.
I know even in my own house, you know, you get done with dinner and then it's like the pantry's open again. I was like, you just had dinner.
Right, right.
You know, but think about the families that don't have a pantry full of food.
Right.
You know, it's sad. In fact, I got some feedback about the backpack program that children were saying, you know, that they were sharing that food with their teenage siblings. Because right now the backpack program is primarily for elementary schools. And where you are, the Partnership for Health is looking at, and actually I'm going to be talking to you very soon.
Okay, I'm ready.
About ways to expand some type of feeding program or at least get them introduced to the food pantry if they're not introduced already. Because nobody wants children going hungry. I mean, that's just, we don't want anybody going hungry, but especially children who really don't have the means to go out and get food, you know, or work.
Right. And that, and I think we all see how the economy is doing great. But at the same time, the pantry visits are up 24% over the same period last year.
Wow.
And they're up 56% for seniors.
Wow.
And that senior number is just not right. There's nothing right about that number.
That is crazy. That is very crazy. Although I will tell you a story. When I first moved to Hunterdon County, I went in the tax office to pay our taxes, and there was this woman in front of me in line, senior, and she was crying. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was the only lady in the, I was the only person in the office with her. And she just turned to me and she's like, I just don't know how much longer I can stay in my home.
Right.
You know, so as we all know, the property taxes here are very high. And it's hard enough to do while you're working. But for our seniors, you know, they just want to stay in their homes.
Right.
So again, if the food pantry can help to supplement maybe, you know, some other monies they have to pay their taxes and stay in their homes, I mean, that's just good for everybody.
Right. And, you know, again, like what the senior population, they've been through the depression. They never wanted to walk in a pantry. So the first time you walk in, you always try to make it as happy as can be. So that's really tough. And the other thing is, you know, they've been here. They've paid the taxes when our kids are going to school. We know that they've supported this community. Yep. And the least we can do is support them now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit more about seniors because the Flemington Food Pantry is really doing a lot of work surrounding seniors. And you brought it up a little bit before, but you started out in a sort of unique way, which I thought was really smart, was you went to some of the senior apartment complexes.
Right.
And you started doing some surveys. Can you talk a little bit about those surveys and why you were doing them?
Yeah, we could see the numbers were inching up. And then we met actually with a group that included someone from the Office on Aging and the Hunterdon County seniors. Because it's so active over there, and it really confirmed a lot of what we were thinking, but we were just thinking about it. And then, then we started with a survey, and we put the survey out wherever we could, Meals on Wheels, any type of events we were at, and anything. And it really did identify again that there is an issue. And that's why we were led to make some changes in our hours and special programs.
Yeah, I think that was phenomenal on so many levels. First of all, you're recognizing that, gee, we're not getting the number of seniors in here that we think need help.
Well, no, it was already starting to uptick.
Okay. But still, going out to the community itself and asking them, you know, surveying them, so not just anecdotal information, but actual data to find out what they needed. But the other part of it, which you didn't mention, was that your volunteers who were going out, they were making it so much nicer for the seniors. Mm-hmm. Like they were reaching out in a personal way. I know a lot of the talks were one-on-one. Like they were started out in a group, but they kind of would go off one-on-one so that the senior would feel you know, that it was more personal and that they didn't need to be afraid or be mortified that they were talking about, you know, having to use the food pantry or the potential of that. So it was just a very human way, you know, a nice human, appropriate way, professional way,
right,
to handle it with the seniors and to really try to get them the resources that they needed if they needed them.
Yeah, you know, seniors are great, and you get honest feedback,
yes,
which is wonderful.
I love them.
So we actually now do a pop-up pantry at a seniors development, and the seniors developments that we went after were, you know, designated as low income. So we already knew our population had some needs, and they were like, "Well, we don't think you can do this," you know. And they were very skeptical. And now, actually, we have a pop-up pantry once a month at a senior place, and we have 25 clients, you know, just that have signed up. And
that's awesome.
And you know what? You know what's great about the seniors too is they just take what they need. You know, they're like, "Well, you know, I really don't need that right now.
Awesome.
What I need is just these two things, and I'm good."
Yeah.
So it is great. It's great to work with them.
They're incredible. They teach us a lot, that's for sure. All right, we need to take a break, and then we will be back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Okay. And we are back with Janine Gorman, who is the director of Flemington Food Pantry in Flemington, located behind Walmart,
yep,
behind the Walmart parking lot. And I'm going to jump right into a fundraiser that you have going on because I really don't want to forget.
Yeah, because I'll be fired if you don't remember.
We don't want you to be fired because we think you're doing a phenomenal job over there. You're awesome.
Kim, you too.
All right, so tell us about this event. Do you need the paper?
All right, this is a fabulous event.
This is on
October 19th from 11 to 2:30. And for $25, you'll receive a salad, soup, dessert, And it's and you leave with a you know, we have artisan potters that have been working on bowls all year, so you'll leave with a phenomenal soup bowl, and it's really amazing. And we're really thankful to our restaurants that are donating all the soups. And this year we have Basil Bandwagon, Chive and Thyme, Matt's Red Rooster, Metropolitan Seafood, Old Croton Bar and Grill, ShopRite, Love and Oven, and Teresa's Cafe. And you've got to come. Last year, we had about 550 people go in that 2.5 or 3.5 hours. And it's so much fun. And you'll have a blast. So you can buy your tickets online at the Flemington Area Food Pantry website, or you can come in anytime we're open, or we'll also do walk-ins as well.
Well, I will tell you that I've been to the Empty Bowl event a couple of times, and I absolutely love it. And I still have the bowls that I got. In fact, I just went to another event recently the Phillipsburg area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's really, really very nice. You get, usually they do some kind of salad.
Yep.
And the soups are delicious, phenomenal. And then there's usually a dessert and some sort of beverage. And the fact that you get to take the bowl home is very, very cool.
And we also do takeout.
Oh.
Yes.
I did not know you did takeout.
Absolutely.
So that would be great for businesses if they wanted to participate.
Right.
Maybe that. So how would they do that? They send somebody over, or they call ahead, or?
Right. Well, this year we've changed the location. So it's at St. Magdalene's Catholic Church on Mine Street in mm-hmm. Flemington. And the reason that we had a fabulous relationship with the church, we did it this is actually our 22nd running.
Oh my gosh.
So for 21 years, it was a great location, except it wasn't handicapped accessible. And it's Flemington, so there wasn't really a lot of parking, trying to get 550 people in. So St. Magdalene's is a beautiful location, lots of parking, handicapped accessible, and certainly, more tables and more space. So we're really happy about that. But for takeout, that day you'll be able to call the Flemington Food Pantry phone number, and someone will take your order.
Okay.
If you'd like to do it like that, or you can order by email in advance as well.
Okay, so can you give us the number for the food pantry if someone would like to order their soup that day?
Sure. It's 908-788-5568.
And then if they wanted to purchase tickets via your website, what's the URL for that? I circled it on there.
Oh, you did? Yeah, well, actually, it's just
FlemingtonFoodPantry.org. Oh, there
www.FlemingtonFoodPantry.org.
Well, that makes it easy. And then there's something on the website where they can just click on to register or sign up.
So then you click on Empty Bowl, and you'll be able to get your tickets like that.
Very nice.
So you can pay, credit card and everything else.
Well, I encourage everyone to do that because, first of all, $25 is, I think, very reasonable to get lunch and to get a homemade pottery bowl to take home. So it's very reasonable. And obviously, it supports a wonderful cause. So we encourage
people
to do that.
And it's a blast. It really is a blast.
It is fun. It is fun. In fact, last year, I think I actually went with the chamber.
Okay.
Yes, we walked over.
The chamber's been very supportive.
Yes, it was Leadership 100 in, and since I was one of the alumni, I think I was there that day, and we all walked over to the church. They were just so hospitable there, so nice. But definitely the bigger venue, I think, will be great because there's so many people that want to support the program, and it was tight, I have to say.
It was really tight.
But it was amazing. Like, you could just, the energy and just people were just so happy to help. The food pantry.
We have our volunteers are the workers for the day, and we have several of the guys who are men in ties. So they're our maitre d's, and they are all ready, and they are dressed up and ready to go.
That's hysterical. Oh, my goodness. All right. So there's many ways to support the food pantry. The other thing I wanted to mention was, another group from the Partnership for Health is working on an initiative that's access to food pantries. And one of the challenges in Hunterdon County is always transportation.
Absolutely.
Right. And you mentioned HART, who's now called Go Hunterdon, or is it Hunterdon Go?
Go Hunterdon.
Okay, Go Hunterdon. I had it right. And they have just been amazing with helping to facilitate different link routes and different transportation options for the people in the county.
I mean, they have, but the problem is we are very spread out. So,
yes.
You know, for people that I know, clients in White House Station, it takes them door to door 3 hours to go to the food pantry.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I know that the access group, part of the Partnership for Health, just recently put together a map of the food pantries. And have you seen that? I don't know.
Actually,
if you've seen
they have what we got from GoHunterdon is they told us every time that the link bus passes by Walmart, which is the pickup place near us.
Okay.
So this way we can tell clients you need to get to this area. Okay, be at the Walmart at this time. And they really have done a great job with that information.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, you're going to leave with a shopping cart of food, and there's a minimum or maximum of how many bags that are allowed on the link,
right,
for good reason.
Right.
And then also it might drop off at a corner, and now you still have to bring your bags.
It. Yeah.
So transportation is tough.
Transportation is tough. And we haven't been able to come up with an idea for the, you know, getting dropped off at the corner and having to walk to your home. However, with the number of bags, and I probably haven't even shared this with you yet, so this is a big reveal. No. One of the things the Access Group did was they purchased insulated shopping bags.
Oh, that's great.
That are pretty decent size. So it appears that you should be able to put the amount of food that you would be able to receive into, I think, is it only 3 bags that they're allowed? I forget what the number.
I thought it was 5.
Okay, maybe it's 5. But in any case, the bags are kind of easy to carry, and they're insulated, which is nice if they're going to be on the bus for a while. And they're able to get more food in those bags than in a traditional grocery bag. So we're hoping that that might help with that problem. I mean, they're still going to have to carry it.
I think that'll help tremendously. I think, you know, again, that if you have 15 little bags versus 5 bigger ones, that's definitely helpful.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Believe it or not, we only have 1 minute left. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
This time has gone really fast. So in that 1 minute, what's the thing that you really want people to remember about the Flemington Food Pantry?
Well, first of all, Empty Bowl, Friday, October 19th, 11 to 2:30 at St. Magdalene's. But, you know, just again, remember that we are up 24% overall, 56% for seniors. We average 650 to 900 families a month come in. We have 1,700 adults, 1,100 children, 425 seniors. And these really are your neighbors.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Janine Gorman, Director of Flemington Food Pantry. And I also want to give a shout out to our other food pantry partners.
Absolutely.
Throughout the county. There's a lot of great people and great work being done. Fisherman's Mark is another wonderful one. Ronnie over there does so many things for our community. But all of our food pantry managers should really be commended for the work that they're doing in helping to feed our neighbors.
Absolutely. And just because you come to the Flemington Food Pantry doesn't mean you can't go to all those other pantries if you need more food. The objective is, how do we make sure that you are not hungry?
Right. Exactly. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
All right. And everybody go to the Empty Bowl at St. Magdalene's. Take care.